Sunday, the 31st of August, Echo de Rosh Chodesh El Elul, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Greenberg, to hear Shofar for Elul.
Good morning, Rosh Chodesh. To stand in a public forum on a Rosh Chodesh Elul and not talk about Rosh Chodesh would ostracize me from the Olam HaMusa forever. On the other hand, we find in Shulchan Aruch that the first day of Rosh Chodesh is not so clear if today is considered Elul in the true sense of the word of Elul, or is it not considered Elul? In fact, today is really Lamed of Chodesh Av. So I thought perhaps we'll discuss that very point, this machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch of the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. When do we start Elul as being Elul? And the Mechaber tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, right at the beginning of Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Noyagin Lokum Bashmeris Leimes Slichas. This minig of the Olam Minig HaSfad, Minig HaMechaber, is to start saying Slichas immediately from Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah adds, the minig B'nei Ashkenaz Einukein, the minig of the Yeti Ashkenaz is not to say Slichas from Rosh Chodesh, Elo, Rosh Chodesh Ve'elech Maschilin Niskeya Achat Filo. From Rosh Chodesh we begin to blow Shofar. Yes, Mekemesh are taking Gankin Arvis. Those who are members of Gold's Green Brace and Medish will know that there's a minute to blow Shofar twice a day, not just once a day, in some places. Other places only have the minute once a day. The Oimdim Bashmeiris, they must Slichas B'yem Rishon Shlifnei Rosh Hashanah. And when do we start saying Slichas? On the first Sunday prior to Rosh Hashanah. Now we know that if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Tuesday, etc., then you haven't got a full 4 days, so we start the week before. But upon him, when do we start Slichas? We start Slichas Yom Aleph lifnei Rosh Hashanah. And the Magen Avraham usually quotes a machlokes in the Gedolei HaPoskim. Avo b'Rosh Chodesh einam slichas b'tachanunim kasav hachem d'shleimer levush masis binyamin shlo diyesh lehaschil liskeya miyem rishon. This minig that we have of blowing shofar, in which the minig hamachaber, the minig of the Sfad, is to say slichas, which day of Rosh Chodesh are we referring to? He quotes a whole list. Levush, Masas Binyamin, Shlo, Yesh Lahaschel Liskeya, Miyem Rishon Rosh Chodesh. We should start blowing on the first day of Rosh Chodesh today. We should have started the blowing today. The Od have a Mem Miyem Shalifnei Yom Akipun, Kmashal Moshe Rabbeinu, Baha, Kadisa Batur. The Chen Kasav Matan Moshe B'Shem Maril. The Matan Moshe, the name Maril, also, interestingly enough, seems to say that we should start blowing on Yom Aleph to Rosh Chodesh. The Kosav, the Hanergin, the Haskel, B'Yem Sheni, and he gives a different reason. However, the Matamoshin, the name of Maril, quotes, there are some who have the minute to start on the Yem Sheni, and the Magen Avraham carries on to give two explanations why we should start either on the first day or on the second day. What I would like to do is explain with a little bit of depth what these two explanations of the Magen Avraham are, and hopefully by the time we finish, we'll come out with a new understanding of what the month of Elul is all about. But just to recap again, the Mechaber says, and this is a Machlekes Ramah and Mechaber, and we'll start off and trying to understand that Machlekes Ramah and Mechaber. The Mechaber says that we start Rosh Chodesh Elul saying Slichas. Minik of Ashkenazis, we don't say Slichas from Rosh Chodesh Elul. So that's really the first Machlekes between the Minik Asfad, the Mechaber, and Minik Ashkenaz. When do we start saying Slichas? Following on from that, seems from the Ramah that we have a minute to blow Shofar. The reason why we blow Shofar from Rosh Chodesh is instead of the slichas which the minik svad say from Rosh Chodesh. So really what's happening is that both Ashkenaz and svad are starting something on Rosh Chodesh Elul. We blow shofar, minik svad is to say slichas. We don't go as far as to say slichas, we only start our slichas on Yom Aleph lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So let's try and understand what this machlekes of whether we do start saying slichas, we don't start saying slichas, and we do blow shofar from Rosh Chodesh, and minig svad is not to blow shofar at all, according to the Lashon HaMechaber. I'm not sure what the minig the Meiser is, but the Mechaber seems to say there's no minig to blow shofar at all in Anshei Svad, in the minig HaSvad. The minig seems to be only to say slichas. Let's try and understand. There's a tremendous gong of Biagro here, on Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, a tremendous Biagro, where he opens up a complete new sugya, a new understanding in the Machlekes Mechaber and Ramah, why the Sfad say Slichas from Rosh Chodesh, and we say Slichas only from Yom Aleph Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. And I'm going to read it out to you inside, but it's a Dover Niflah. The Ran, he quotes a Ran in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. The Ran asks as follows, V'yesh Lisho, Lama Adam Nidon B'Rosh Hashanah? Why is man judged on Rosh Hashanah? Bishloim Shadvarim, all the other Rosh Hashanah which we find in the beginning of the Mishnah, the second Rosh Hashanah, Kol Echad Bizmanoi, Nidain, the Pesach Zman Tavua, V'chulu, every Rosh Hashanah, Pesach is Rosh Hashanah L'Tavua, because that's the time of Tavua, that's the time when the produce is spring, when the produce is growing, so it's Rosh Hashanah L'Tavua. Why is the Rosh Hashanah for Adam, why is man judged on Rosh Hashanah, on Aleph Tishri? What's Aleph Tishri got to do with man? Why is man synonymous with Aleph Tishri? So the Ran says as follows, V'tiris, Baba Zayla Madnu Mimashe Kasa B'Psikta B'Shem Rav Lezer. In the Psikta Rav Lezer, it says as follows, Dish Hashem B'Motzoi, B'Chaf Hei B'Elo Nivra Ha'olam. The world was really created on the 25th of Elul. V'Zayla Mashe Kasa B'Gemara, Rav Lezer Omer B'Tishri Nivra Ha'olam. Says the Ran, that's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says in the name of Rav Lezer, the Machlekes Rav Lezer be sure when the world was created, and Rav Lezer said the world was created B'Tishri. Creation of the world took place at Tishri. Avrias Admirishan Emma. What do we mean when we say Tishri is the creation of the world? We don't mean that the world was created in Tishri. It means man was created in Tishri. The world was really created Chafhei Elul. Man was created on Aleph Tishri. Shaboy Nigma Brias Olam. It's called Brias Olam because with the creation of man, that brought to the culmination of the creation of the world. But creation of the world really started in Chafhei. Man was created on Aleph Tishri. Because seen on Suhasom and the Psikta carries on, Nimsis Omer, Rosh Hashanah Nivra Adam Rishon. So what do we find, says the Psikta? That on Rosh Hashanah, man was created. Shari Shana Olam Mashavah, in the first hour, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought about creating man. Shainis Nisiyai to Malkei Ashoris, Begimel Kinis Afrei, Bedalad Gavloi, Behei Rokmai, Bevav Osei Golem, Bezayin Zorg Venishama, Bechesich Nisa Leganeid. This is the whole process that took place on Yoim Aleph of Tishri, the Chesich Nisa Legan Eden, Betes Nitzstava, he was commanded about the Eitz Hadas, Basir Yisarach, that's when the Chet of Admission took place, in the 10th hour of the day, Bachat Osim Nidoin, B'Yud Beis Yotza B'Dimus. So on the 12th hour of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him and sent him out of Gan Eden. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Simen Levanecha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Arishon, you are going to be a Simen assigned to your sons, Kishem Sham Marata Lefonai B'Din B'Yem Zeh, just as you stood in front of me on Aleph Tishri Bedin, the Yotzas Bedimus, and you came out, unfortunately, accused. Kachasidin Bonecha Lies Eimdin Lafonai Bedin. So too, your descendants, the rest of Klal Yisrael, will in the future stand in front of me in judgment, the Yom's there, on this day. The Yotzin Bedimus. V'chazei Masai, V'chedish Hashvi Be'echad Lachedish. V'chedish Hashvi Be'echad Lachedish. So what the Ran is saying is, that just as Pesach is Rosh Hashanah L'Tavua, why is Pesach Rosh Hashanah L'Tavua? Because that's the time when the Tavua starts growing, spring. That's Rosh Hashanah, Pesach is Rosh Hashanah L'Tavua, and all the other Rosh Hashanahs are also in the right time for what they are being judged for. Mayim, Sukkot is Mayim, it's the time of water, etc. It always coordinates together with the exact timing of the thing that's being judged. So too, man is judged on Aleph Tishri. Why? Because Aleph Tishri is the day of the creation of man. It's the day man was created. It was the day that Adam Rishon first stood in judgment in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That repeats itself annually for all his descendants, all of us. So therefore, the Rosh Hashanah of Aleph Tishri is very well coordinated with Adam. It has to be Adam, because Adam was created on Aleph Tishri. Now, the Gaon continues. Now that we understand that, L'chach Nagu, says the Gaon, L'chach Nagu, sorry, says Iran still, L'chach Nagu in Barcelona, says Iran, that's where the Iran lived in Barcelona, in Barcelona, that's where that was the place of abode of the Iran, says Iran, therefore in our minik in Barcelona is, V'glile Seher, L'hashkim Bashmer Yisabeke B'chafei Elo. Then we get up on Chafei Elo to start saying Slichos. We start saying Slichos on Chafei Elo. Why do we start Chafei Elo? Because Chafei Elo is really the Rosh Hashanah of the world. So we stand in judgment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Aleph Tishri, because Yom Aleph Tishri is when man was created. But Rosh Hashanah of the world, that takes place Chafeel. Chafeel, that's when the world was created. So therefore, Slichas starts Chafeel. Now the Gaon continues to explain, how does that match with our minute? Says the Gaon as follows. The Fizeh, Nagu B'Medinos Seinu B'Yom Aleph. Therefore, we have a minig in our Medinos, minig Ashkenaz, on the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Briyas Olam. What we are trying to do is start saying slichos on the day that the world was created. Why don't we start with chafei whenever chafei falls? Says the Gaon, if you chafei be'el ein a yom mukbul. Chafei el is not a fixed time. It's not a fixed day. Sometimes it falls on a Sunday. Sometimes on Sunday. Sometimes on a Monday. Sometimes on a Tuesday, etc. Depending on when Rosh Hashanah falls, chafei el doesn't have a fixed date. Since it's not a fixed day, b'cheru yom hashvur. So Chazal chose the minute. Chose that we should start saying slichos on the other lifnei Rosh Hashanah. But what are we true? What are we doing? What are we attempting to do? We are starting our tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah starts Chaf Hei Elul. The creation of the world was really Chaf Hei Elul. So we start our tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Hashanah, on true Rosh Hashanah. What's a true Rosh Hashanah? Chaf Hei Elul. So therefore we say slichos Aleph before Rosh Hashanah, which is really to try and coincide with the Chaf Hei of Elul. We're bringing Rosh Hashanah back into Elul, because really the world was created Chaf Hei Elul. So the Nagin of the Minig of Bnei Ashkenaz to start saying Slichas Yom Aleph Lifnei Rosh Hashanah is for one reason only. We are saying Tfilas Rosh Hashanah on Yom Briyas Olam. Rosh Hashanah doesn't start on Aleph Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah starts on Chaf Hei Elul, and therefore we have to start our Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. We have to start our Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah by getting up early and saying Tfilas of Slichas Yom Chaf Hei Elul. That's when Rosh Hashanah starts. Therefore says the Gaon, that's the minhag of Bnei Ashkenaz, like the minhag of Barcelona, which the Ran quotes, starting Avodas Rosh Hashanah Chaf Hei Elul. However, he says the Gaon, Mi Yohani Mili Kerbeleze Asam. Says that, that fits very nicely if you hold like Rebbe Lezer, who says that the world was created Tishri. That means Bris Adam was Aleph Tishri, Bris Adam was Chafei Elul. The contribution says the world was created in Nisan, Chafei Tishri, Chafei Elul has no significance whatsoever. So therefore says the Gaon, that's the meaning of Tzfad. We are passing like Rebbe Lezer, who says the world was created on Aleph Tishri. So therefore we start our Slichas Chafei Elul, because that's really Rosh Hashanah, that's when the world was created. So we start our Slichas our void of Rosh Hashanah Chafei Elul. Minuk Svad is to take on the Mechabit, taking on like Rabbi Yeshua, who said the world was created in Nisan. So Aleph Tishri is not the time of creation of the world. He doesn't answer the problem of the Ran according to Rabbi Yeshua. Slichas Chafei Elul? What's Chafei Elul? Chafei Elul is not a time at all. It's not a significant day at all in the calendar for Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore Minuk Svad is to start on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So that says again is a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Do we pass in like Rebbe Lezer that the world was created in Aleph Tishri, and therefore man was created in Aleph Tishri, and therefore the world was created Chaf Hei Elul. So therefore Rosh Hashanah really starts Chaf Hei Elul, and we get up early in the morning on a Sunday morning before Rosh Hashanah in order to start our Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. What we are doing is Avodah Rosh Hashanah. We are doing the Avodah of Tishri, the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah, starting Chaf Hei Elul when the world was created. Or do we pass in like Rebbe Yeshua? The world was created in Nisan, so Chaf Hei Elul is not a significant day at all. So why start saying things of Chaf Hei Elul? There's no sense to that. So when do we start? We start Rosh Chodesh. What the Gaon is not ma'arich on, doesn't explain, is what's the significance of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we understand why not Chaf Hei Elul, but we don't understand the significance of Rosh Chodesh. What is the significance of Rosh Chodesh for Minhag Tzfat? And the same reasoning why Tzfat starts saying Slichas on Rosh Chodesh will be the same reasoning why we start blowing Shofar L'chayr on Rosh Chodesh. So let's go back now and try and understand what Minhag Tzfat is. We understand Minhag Ashkenaz, and the understanding of Minhag Ashkenaz is that we start Rosh Hashanah, we are doing Avodas Rosh Hashanah from Chaf Hei Elul. Our Rosh Hashanah doesn't start Aleph Tishri, it starts Chaf Hei Elul. Why Chaf Hei Elul? Because that's the Yom of Bris Olam. That's what we do. Minhag Tzfat doesn't have that Yom Chaf Hei in its calendar, so they start Rosh Chodesh. Why Rosh Chodesh? So there is enormous machlekes, and that's really what the two shotim in the Magen Avraham are based around. The simple understanding of Rosh Chodesh we find in the Paskim, the Elef Lamate on the at the bottom of the Yon Hagos on the Mate Ephraim. He says, why Rosh Chodesh? He says Rosh Chodesh is very simple. He says every person, a Baal Chayv is given 30 days to go and find the money and pay up. So Kol Yisrael come to Yom Adin, because Rosh is going to demand of us to be offered our chayv. He's going to demand that we pay him that which we are due to pay him, our Avodas Hashem. We are given 30 days to find and be able to accomplish that which the Rosh Hashanah wants us to accomplish. So Yom Aleph, says the Aleph of the Matzah, is really again a preparation for Yom Hadin. It's a preparation for Yom Hadin. We have Yom Hadin Rosh Hashanah, where we are judged. Since we are judged in Rosh Hashanah, we need to prepare ourselves for that judgment. How does one prepare oneself? Just as a Baal Chayiv is given 30 days to prepare himself, so too, every person is given 30 days to prepare himself for the Yom Hadin, for the judgment, for the day when the Ibrahim Shalom is going to claim his Chayiv to be offered. We find in the Shlah a Simon for Elul and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Shlah bases it on the pasuk Ariyeh Shag Milo Yiro. The pasuk says Ariyeh Shag, when the lion roars Milo Yiro, who's not afraid? So the Shlah says the word Ariyeh is Rosh Hashanah's Aleph, which is Aleph is Aleph Rosh Chodesh of Elul. Reish is Rosh Hashanah, and Yud-Hei is Yom HaKippurim. There's 3 days of a year where a person's got to tremble. A person has to tremble. The lion's roaring and a person has to tremble. What are those 3 days? Rosh Hashanah we understand, Yom Kippur we understand, but also Aleph Elul. Why Aleph Elul? Because Aleph Elul, that's the beginning of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Beginning of the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah starts in Rosh Chodesh Elul. It starts Aleph Elul and Rosh Chodesh. Aleph, Ariyeh, Shag, those 3 days, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Milo Yira. So again, the message of the Shema is the same as the Aleph Lamata. What's Aleph of Rosh Chodesh Elul? Aleph of Rosh Chodesh Elul is one thing and one thing only. A preparation, a hakhama, a hakdama to the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Ariyeh Shag Milo Yira. There's a beautiful gaon in Yaina. Anybody has dubbed in a shul which takes a long time in Yom Kippur has time to read through the gaon's perish in Yaina. It's definitely worth it. The gaon's got a phenomenal perish on Yaina, where he goes through Yaina being the neshama, Ninveh being the guf, and how the whole story of Yaina is just an example of man's travels in the physical world, of neshama to come down into the guf, traveling through the physical world, and that's how he explains the whole story of Yonah and Nineveh. In the middle, he discusses a couple of psukim. The pasuk says, "V'Nineveh hoisa eir gedola leilekim." Nineveh was an eir gedola leilekim, mahalach shloishes yomim. So, eir gedola leilekim, mahalach shloishes yomim simply means it was a journey of 3 days away. It was the distance between Nineveh and Yonah was a journey of 3 days. V'yachel Yonah labay be'ir mahalach yom echad. Yaina began to arrive towards Nineveh, just 1 day's distance away. So the Gaon explains in the context of man in the physical world, or the neshama coming down to the physical world, explains the Pasuk Sukkim as follows. He says, Nineveh, the group, has 3 days in a year, a mahalach of 3 days. It has 3 days in a year where it has to completely turn itself into Avodas Hashem. What are those 3 days? Ariyeh Shag Milo Yira. That's Aleph Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Vayachal Yena Lavei Be'im Mahalach Yom Echad. When it came to the first of those 3 days, Vayachal Yena, which is the Neshama, Vayachal Yena Lavei Be'im Mahalach Yom Echad. That was what was that first day? That was Aleph of Elul. The first day of Elul. On the first day of Elul, Yaina arrived. That was the first time that the Guf and the Neshama suddenly realized and began to fear this tremendous fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aleph the Rosh Chodesh Elul. Vayachal Yaina Lavei Be'im Mahalach Yom Echad. Mahalach Yom Echad is the first of Rosh Chodesh Elul. Vayikra, and the Yaina called out in rebuke. The Neshama called out in rebuke to the Guf, and it says, Oid Abayim Yom V'Ninveh Ne'epeches. You have another 40 days left. From Aleph to Rosh Chodesh till Yom HaKippurim, when the Gzar Din is Nechtam, you have 40 days left to sort yourself out. If you don't sort yourself out, Nineveh Nefeches, that's the end of the Guf, that's the end of the person in this world. The Amina Anshin Nineveh Velikim, and the Pasuk continues, says, Anshin Nineveh continues, they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayikru Tzayim Vayilbishu Sakim Migdain Maktanam, as the Shulchan Aruch tells us, there was a Minig Beninim to fast, the whole Aseret to make Shuvah, Vayikru Saim, and that's why Nineveh was saved, because they went through that Veda starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul up and through, right away through, with the fasting of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah till the end of the 40 days till Yom HaKippurim, and that's why Nineveh was saved. That's the message of the Pesukim. The message of the Pesukim is exactly the same as we've learned till now. Why Aleph Elul? What Aleph Elul? Aleph Elul is significant because it's part of the process of Avodas Rosh Hashanah. The Magen Avraham says, so what's the difference between Aleph and first Erev Chodesh and second Erev Chodesh. So the Magen Avraham says, the cost of Ganegin Lahaskul B'Yem Sheni Tamayu is this Kaya Lamed Yem in Beis Yomish Rosh Hashanah. They have a minute to blow 30 days, the tekiahs of Rosh Hashanah for 30 days. The Pasuk says, Tikku B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel Yem Chagenu. The tekiahs of Rosh Hashanah should be blown for a Chodesh. A Chodesh is 30 days. So we start by starting on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is Aleph Elul. Miss out the day before Rosh Hashanah, include Rosh Hashanah, you end up blowing for a full 30 days. So the minig of the first, the Shloah Tetra who blew, started blowing on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, because that's the 40 days. You want to count your 40 days? You have to start off today, all the way till Yom Kippurim, you get your 40 days. The minig of those who say the second day is because the Pasuk says, Tikka B'Chodesh Shofar, when do you start your Avodah of blowing Tikka Shofar of Rosh Hashanah? Only a Chodesh. A Chodesh is 30 days, that can only start on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So what do we have here? We have the Machlekes, both agree that the Avodah of Rosh Chodesh Elul is an Avodah of Rosh Hashanah. Question is just, when does this Avodah start? The first Shitta holds, it starts on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Aboyim Yoyim. Ari Yishayag Mila Yira starts on the Aboyim Yoyim, the first day of Rosh Chodesh. The second Shitta says the Magaram holds, it starts on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Why does it start on the second day of Rosh Chodesh? Because we have a remnant in the Pasuk, Tikku B'Chodesh Shofar, B'Kesserim Chageinu, how do we get the Chodesh? That's 30 days excluding the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah. 30 days, a full 30 days we have to blow Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, which is Tikku B'Chodesh Shofar. A full 30 days we blow the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, that's where we start second day of Rosh Chodesh. But both agree what is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and what's the Avodah of Elul, a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rosh Hashanah, we have to prepare for that Rosh Hashanah. If we look in the Torah, which is really based on a Rosh, in the end of Rosh Hashanah, quoted in the Motcha as well, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, also again in the name of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, then we find a completely new understanding, a new reason why we blow Shofar from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Completely new reason, and that gives a different understanding completely of Elul, and that's the second explanation of the Magen Avraham. So let's read you out the Torah in the name of the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Tanya, again, the Torah at the beginning of Tavkuf Pe'alav, this is the opening words of the Torah. This is how he starts Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. We learned in the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, it's in Pirkei Membov. Rosh Chodesh Elul on HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. On Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, one mustn't forget that Kadosh Baruch Hu have just gone through the process, the chet of the eagle, and we're just beginning to rectify that chet. The rectification of that chet began to take place with Moshe Rabbeinu returning back to Shemayim. So Rosh Chodesh Elul, says a picture of Lezer, that took place in Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Alei Elai Ahara. Come back up to Shemayim. Of Omer LeKabel Luchos HaAchronos. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to Shemayim to accept the second Luchos. The Heviru Shofar B'Machane, says the picture of Elazar, they blew a Shofar right around the camp of Klal Yisrael on the day Moshe Rabbeinu was about to ascend again back to Shemayim. Moshe Ola Laha, and Moshe went up to the mountain. So they went around blowing the Shofar. Now, Beisai, you should all know, through this Tkiah Shofar, realize, understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is going back to the mountain. But this time, don't make the same mistake that you made the first time of following after Avodah Zorah. No, the Tkiah Shofar was there, was blown on the day Moshe Rabbeinu went up to remind us not to make the same mistake, not to chas v'shalom be nichshal in the chet of Avodah Zorah. Together with that Shofar, says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nis'ala b'oisei Shofar, shenema ola elikim b'tshuah. And with that Shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nis'ala, that means the ritzui, the Yibayi Shalom's return to Klal Yisrael began together with the blowing of that Shofar on Alephtish, the Chodesh Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to Shemayim. The fact that the Yibayi Shalom allowed Moshe Rabbeinu to come back up to Shemayim to accept the second Luchos shows us that the beginning of the forgiveness for the chet of the eagle began on Aleph Day. Says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Lachain, his skin of Chachmeinu Zal, she would take in Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Chol Shana B'Shana. Therefore, we have to blow, says the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, on Rosh Chodesh Elul, to commemorate that Tekiah Shofar in the Zman HaMidbar when Moshe Rabbeinu was Ola Lelikim. In Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that we have, it stops there. We don't have any more. That means the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar is telling us that the Tekiah Shofar of Rosh Chodesh of tomorrow morning, Tekiah Shofar has got absolutely nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. It's got nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow morning's Tkiya Shofar is blown for one reason notice this picture of Lezer. In order to commemorate the Yemei Ratzon, which began with Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Shemayim. In the Zman HaMidbar, after the Chet HaEgel, on Aleph, Chedesh, Elul, Moshe Rabbeinu was Alon Elikim, they blew Shofar. That Shofar we reproduce every year when we blow Shofar Nosh Chedesh Elul. So on the contrary, the blowing of the Shofar Nosh Chedesh Elul has got absolutely nothing to do with our preparation for Rosh Hashanah. No, it's a blowing because it's Rosh Chedesh Elul. Rosh Chedesh Elul itself requires us to blow a Shofar. Why? Because that's the day when Moshe Rabbeinu was Allah, and that's it, beginning of the Yemei Ratzon. Therefore we have to blow. The Torah had a different gist in the picture of Lezer. The Torah continues. L'chein, Hiskinu Chachamenu Zal Shiyotekim B'Rosh Chedesh Elul B'Chol Shana V'Shana B'Chol HaChedesh. He adds in the words, not only did we have a takana to blow on Rosh Chedesh Elul to commemorate that Shofar which was blown in the Zman HaMidbar, no, we continue to blow that very Shofar which we blow on Rosh Hashanah Chol HaChedesh Kedei Lahavi Yisrael Shiyasa Tshuva Shenema Im Yitoka Shofar Be'er V'Am Lo Yechidu. The very Shofar that we blow on Rosh Chedesh continues for a whole Chedesh. The Mefarshim explain that the understanding behind what the Torah means to say is as follows. The Torah's understanding of the Pekut Rebelezer. The Radal points out that the Torah has a different gist to us. The Radal Omni Pekut Rebelezer. What the Torah is saying is the Yish Chedesh, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, began a new period in the time of Klal Yisrael. Began a period of Tshuva. Nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. On the contrary, the Rosh Hashanah comes after the Elul. Once we've been through an Elul, once Klal Yisrael had set up, had established amongst the Avodas Hashem a month of Tshuva. How did they do that? By doing Tshuva in the Yemei Ratzon of Elul, when Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to Shemayim, through a Tkiya Shofar, Klal Yisrael returned themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a process of Tshuva. Elul is in itself intrinsic with Tshuva. Nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Elul is Yemei Tshuva. The days Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, those are Boim Yoim, starting from Aleph Rosh Chedesh, which we started with a Tkiya Shofar, and we continued that Tkiya Shofar for the whole of Rosh Chedesh, the whole of Chedesh Elul. Why? Because Chedesh Elul is intrinsic with Tshuva. On the contrary, the reason why Rosh Hashanah follows an Elul is because Elul is Yemei Tshuva. Since Elul is Yemei Tshuva, after the process of Tshuva, we can now go to Yom Adin. We can now stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, Rebbeinu Shalom, we've been through the Yemei Ratzon, we've been through the days of Elul, which allowed us to readdress, to fix all the mistakes that we've made in the previous year. We've gone through the Yemei Ratzon, we've approached Yemei Ratzon in the same fashion that Klal Yisrael did in the Yemei HaMidbar. We've blown Shofar every day, which tells us, do Tshuva, don't follow it off after Avodah Zarah, do Tshuva, that's Yemei Ratzon. We are now ready to stand in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yom HaDin. The fact that Rosh Hashanah comes after Elul is a tremendous chesed. Elul is the Zman Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah is the culmination of the Zman Tshuva. The Sfasemer says it in slightly different terms. He says that whenever you have a beginning and an end, take a world, you have the beginning of the world, the creation of the world, and you have the end of the world, the end always has to be a point where the process of from the beginning towards the end has been fixed. We're aiming towards Yemei HaMashiach. When we get to Yemei HaMashiach, when everything that transpired from the creation of the world up until the time of Beis HaMashiach has to have gone through a process of being fixed. To get to an end means, in Avodas Hashem, that you've rectified everything that's taken place up until the end. So the Elul, which is the Seif HaShana, intrinsically must be, the Elul must be a rectification of everything that's taken place in that year. Once you've rectified, once you've come to an end, then automatically you start a new beginning. You've come to an end, you've culminated the year with Yemei Ratzon, you've fixed everything that year needs fixing, you automatically come to a new beginning, a new Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is not, the Elul is not a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. On the contrary, Rosh Hashanah is a culmination of Avodah Zarah. Says the Magen Avraham, that's the second understanding in the Machlekes of Rosh Chedesh. Do we start Rosh Chedesh, do we not start Rosh Chedesh? Says the Magen Avraham as follows. The Limer that time to Moshe Kassav HaTesev will become a Dapke Beis, B'Shem HaTanchuma, the Moshe Allah B'Yem Sheni Rosh Chedesh Elul.
Tesis discusses
in Baba Kama, when did Moshe Rabbeinu go up to Shemayim? Did he go up to Shemayim on Aleph Rosh Chedesh Elul? Did he go up to Shemayim on Beis Rosh Chedesh Elul? Says the Magen Avraham, I believe that the Machlekes between those who knowed him to start blowing on Beis Rosh Chedesh Elul, which is Aleph Elul, to those who are knowed to blow on Aleph Rosh Chedesh Elul, you know what the Machlekes is? They are saying the reason why we blow Shofar is not as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah, as the first chapter in the Magen Avraham seems to indicate, as we've learned up until now. No! The reason why we blow on the Chodesh Elul is because to commemorate the Tkiyah Shev which took place in the Midbar. Blowing on the Chodesh Elul is because of the Chodesh Elul. The question is, when did that Tkiyah Shev in the Zman HaMidbar, when did that take place? And that's the Machlekes in Chazal. Did it take place in Aleph Rish Chodesh Elul? Did it take place on Beis Rish Chodesh Elul? So those who are known to start on Beis because they held that the Moshe was Olel Elikim, the Tkiyah Shev took place on the second day of Rish Chodesh Elul, and Elul was Mu'ubah, and that's how you end up getting your 40 days. The other Amandam say, no, he went up on Aleph Rish Chodesh Elul, Lamed Av, and that's why you get your 40 days of Yom Kippur. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, that's the Machlekes. When did Moshe Rabbeinu go up? That pshat means that the reason why we blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul has got nothing to do with our preparation for Rosh Hashanah. It's purely because of Rosh Chodesh Elul. So it comes out, we now have an understanding in the two pshatim of the Magen Avraham. Both pshatim of the Magen Avraham give us a new understanding of Elul. We have the simple understanding of the Bali Musa, which the Shloch goes down that road. The first pshat of the Magen Avraham, the Gaon in Yoina, seems to go down that Mahalakha understanding. Elul is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Ari Yishar Gmila Yira is Aleph Rish Chodesh Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippur. It's a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. From the picture of Elezer, the Rosh, the Tor, the Matcha, we have a second understanding of Elul. Elul is not just a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. It's true, Elul is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Anybody who knows he's got Yom HaDin coming up in 30 days time, he's going to prepare for it. But Elul in its own right, Elul intrinsically is Yemei Ratzon. Elul is a time for Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is a culmination of the Yemei Elul. So as we approach Elul, we've got to understand that we're approaching Elul on a two-pronged attack. We're approaching Rosh Hashanah, we're approaching Elul because we're approaching Rosh Hashanah. Today we're starting our preparation for Rosh Hashanah, and we have to start our preparation for Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow morning we're going to blow Shofar because that's when the Haschala of Avodas Rosh Hashanah starts. But we have to understand that tomorrow morning, besides the preparation for Rosh Hashanah, is an avodah of Elul in its own right. Elul is Yemei Ratzon. Elul is a time where Tshuva is Mesugal. One can do Tshuva whole year round, but there's Zman Mesugal for Tshuva. The Yemei Ratzon, the time when Tshuva is more easily accepted Kapi Shemaya, when a person can do Tshuva and it will be received up in Shemayim as we want it to be received, those days are Yemei Elul. After we have an Elul, we can come to Rosh Hashanah. We know we have a clean stage. We've been through the avodahs of Elul. We've prepared ourselves through the avodah of Elul. We've zoned into what Elul means to the Tshuva of Elul, we can now face a Rosh Hashanah, we can now face a Yom HaDin comfortably, confidently, knowing that we've been through the Elul, we've achieved what Elul wants us to achieve, we can go to Yom HaDin and come out Be'ez Hashem completely zakai.